So a business plan then. So a business plan is a document that shows the present position of a business. It sets out six different things. So who is setting up the enterprise? How's it going to produce the product or promote it? Where is the finance coming from? What is the product or service? Where is it going to be sold? And how much profit is it expected to generate? So you're kind of linking into the product price, place, and promotion there of the product. The importance of a business plan is that it sets out targets. So it helps the business compare actual performance against budget performance. And if the actual performance, if the budgets are not being met, then why is that happening? So then they need to go back in, look at their plans, and change them around if they have to. It's needed to raise finance. So from investors and banks or grant-aided bodies, they will look for a business plan and look for the business plan to see what is the product being produced. What finance do you have already? Where are you selling the product? How much profit is expected to generate? And from that, then they'll see if you're going to be able to repay back the loans. And it reduces risks because it helps the entrepreneur think out their idea, anticipate any problems that they might have, and also how to overcome them. The uses then of the business plan to inform, so all involved with businesses, where the business is going and the actions needed to get there. It helps to monitor, so measuring progress against targets set out in the plan, and provide information to banks and government bodies and loans and grants applications. So the business plan itself will have the following layout, and these are the headings that you will use when if you're asked to you to write a business plan in your exam. So number one, description of entrepreneurs and the owners, that's heading one, and this will just have the skills, expertise, and personal investment of the people who are setting up the business. Your second heading will be market description and analysis. So how big is your market? Who's your target market? Who's your competition? Your third will be a description of your product and service. So what is your product? What is your service? And identifying the unique selling point. The fourth heading down will be your production plan. So premises and equipment required. What type of production will it be? Will it be job, mass, or batch? Any skilled labor that's needed or raw materials. Your fifth heading will be your marketing plan. So looking at your marketing strategy and your marketing mix, your product price, place, and promotion. Your sixth heading down will be your management plan. So how will the business be organized and controlled? So you're looking at your organizational structure and you're looking at control. Financial plan. So looking at where the money is coming from. So money coming to buy premises, equipment, raw materials. Have the entrepreneurs invested money? How much have they invested? Do they have any investors a part of it? How much money have they invested? Source of finance then. So where is the source of finance going to come from? So you're looking at your short term, medium term, or long term, and then your profitability forecast. So any example of your break even chart, cash flow budgets, an estimated profit and loss in your balance sheet. So nine headings that you need to know for your business plan. That's description of equipment, number one. Number two, your market description. Number three, description of your product and service. Number four, your production plan. Number five, your marketing plan. Number six, your management plan. Seven, financial plan. Eight, sources of finance. And nine, your profitability forecast.